Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 4th, starting 8 a.m. on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 23,350 head to be offered, 4,700 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and 1,800 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell or to preview the video, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
On Tuesday, November 9th, Ince Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit InceAuction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's E-N-T-Z, InceAuction.com. Well, the huge decline in feeder cattle should never have taken place on Monday, with yesterday's recovering what was lost and then some. There was no fundamental reason for the sell-off, but it left some unhappy traders in its wake. However, the livestock complex is probably back to where it should be given current fundamentals. Cash traded Tuesday with packers opening their wallets early. Texas and Nebraska saw some $3 trade. We didn't see any trade here in our part of the country yesterday. This sets, though, the stage for the week as feedlots will be holding out for nothing less, knowing packers need cattle. Hogs took it on the chin as traders gave up trying to hold the market higher without support of cash. Packers still do not need to be aggressive as market-ready hogs continue to be available. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed cash down 5 cents, weighted average of $60.98, and the cutouts were up $1.77 on good movement. Well, mixed trade overnight with winter wheat contracts firmer, while Minneapolis spring wheat prices are off a few cents. Bears shouldn't get too haughty. However, as wheat has been on an incredible run and in need some consolidation. Minneapolis wheat prices have been the star of the show and still turn in the best performance of the three exchanges by avoiding a reversal from new contract highs yesterday. Kansas City and Chicago were not so fortunate, posting key reversals in the process. It remains to be seen whether the reversal will encourage follow-through selling, but a 10 to 20 cent correction would not be unreasonable. Slightly weaker corn prices overnight as December corn hangs near the lows from the previous session, which featured an outside reversal lower. The run corn prices have been on has been impressive and without much consolidation or correction since mid-October. And firmer trade across the soy complex overnight after all three markets were able to shake evening session losses. Soybeans remain consolidative while soybean oil has a short-term downtrend in place and soy meal continues to rally. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 4th, starting 8 a.m. on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 23,350 head to be offered, 4,700 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and 1,800 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell or to preview the video, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
On the livestock futures, December live cattle up $1.10, $129.95 yesterday. February up $1.32, $135.22. November feeder cattle up $3.17, $157.57. January up $4.30, $157.02. And December hogs down $1.90, $74.25. Kansas City wheat, December down 8.25, $7.98.25. March down 8.5, $8.01.75. Chicago wheat, December down 5.75, $7.91.5. March down 5.25, $8.03.5. December corn down 6 cents, $5.73. March down 5.75 at $5.81.25. January soybeans up 7.75, $12.56.25. And March soybeans up 8.75 cents. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.